You're listening to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Wikipedia has announced that it's going to build its own search engine. The ad-blocking company Shine has signed deals with the mobile networks 3UK and 3Italy. And one-third of online purchases made in Russia last year were from Chinese e-commerce platforms. The online encyclopedia Wikipedia has announced that it's going to build its own search engine. It intends to spend $2.5 million on building the search engine named Wikimedia Discovery and aspires to compete against the likes of Google. Wikimedia Discovery wants to be the world's first transparent search engine and has pledged to protect user privacy, include no advertising, and give open data access to metadata. At first, Wikimedia Discovery will just contain information drawn from Wikipedia, but the company hopes that it will eventually also contain information from other open sources of information. A spokesperson from the company commented on the announcement, saying that they wanted Wikimedia Discovery to be one of the most reliable and trustworthy ways to find information online. It's currently unclear when the search engine will be launched. The ad-blocking company Shine has signed deals with the mobile networks 3UK and 3Italy. Shine's technology will allow the mobile networks to implement ad-blocking on their entire networks, although it's currently unknown exactly when 3 will roll out ad-blocking. Shine predominantly targets display ads, i.e. pop-ups and banners, that disrupt the user's mobile browsing experience. It does not affect native advertising, as these are deemed less intrusive. 3 has explained why it entered into a partnership with Shine, hitting out at mobile ads by saying, "Irrelevant and excessive mobile ads annoy customers and affect their overall network experience. We don't believe customers should have to pay for data usage driven by mobile ads." There are signs that this could be just the first step of Shine's expansion across the world, with the company saying that it's in talks with around 60 other mobile networks around the globe, including in the US and Europe. One-third of online purchases made in Russia last year were from Chinese e-commerce platforms. In monetary terms, this translates to a staggering $2 billion being spent by Russians on Chinese online stores, with Russia's main online payment service, Yandex.Money, seeing a massive 38-fold increase in transactions compared to the previous year. The reason for this sudden surge in Russians buying from Chinese sites seems to be the falling value of the ruble. Chinese e-commerce sites often have cheaper prices than their Russian and European counterparts, making them an appealing option for Russian consumers. Chinese sites have also been making improvements in the way that they deal with Russian customers, with improved logistics meaning that Russian customers get speedy deliveries. The majority of Russians shopping on Chinese sites are from small villages and cities, and the most popular products bought are clothes, shoes, and mobile phones. The top visited Chinese sites were JD and AliExpress. And finally, a search engine that allows users to search video on demand services has launched in South Africa. Just Watch collates the TV programs and films offered by the country's largest streaming providers, allowing users to see which programs are being shown on which platforms, all in one place. Users can search for specific programs or filter by genre, streaming provider, price, rating, or release date. Just Watch South Africa currently indexes shows from Netflix, iTunes, Mubi, Showmax, and DSTV's box office. Just Watch's CEO explained why they chose to expand into the South African market, saying, "South Africa's infrastructure and online penetration has been growing so fast in the last years that streaming is working now better and better. Around 1 million South Africans currently have broadband speeds fast enough to stream online TV out of a population of over 50 million people. As fibre optic internet becomes more commonplace in the country, however, this proportion is expected to grow dramatically." And that's it from me today. Thank you for listening, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service at webcertain.tv to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. I'll see you next time.